Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
Time now for stories from the Mohawk Valley. Entries in our contest, Stories from the Mohawk Valley. We have two more days of the stories. Tomorrow will be the last stories from the Mohawk Valley, but we've posted all of the stories, or we're posting all of the stories, on our website, which is WVTLFM.com. Today we have a story about growing up in the Harrowers section of Amsterdam, and we also have the story we're going to start with, which deals with a little Italian town near and dear to many of the folks in Amsterdam. This story contributed by Jan Swanker Gibson of Johnstown, talking about a hot, sultry day in August of 1967. Writes Swanker Gibson, several young people, all players in that evening's production of the Amsterdam Summer Recreation Theater presentation, of My Fair Lady, were gathered at the home of Mrs. Stella Tatura. Among those present, writes Swanker Gibson, beside myself, were Joe Tatura, Eddie Schwartz, and possibly Merwin Romaine and Sharon Watroba. Mischief was afoot on this indolent summer afternoon. 45 years ago, mischief concerning a line to be delivered by Eddie Schwartz as Zoltan Karpathy to Phil Brocky, who was playing Professor Henry Higgins in My Fair Lady. The line, as written by Lerner and Lowe, or Lerner and maybe not Lowe, or Lowe and not maybe Lerner, I have made your name famous in all the great capitals of Europe, London, Paris, Rome. In order to appreciate this, one must keep in mind the fact that in 1967, a large portion of Amsterdam's population was Italian, and many of them had near ancestors who came from the small, not widely known town of Pishat in southern Italy, including the Pishatan predecessors of both Phil Brocky and the play's director, Bert DeRose. Many of these folks would be in the audience later that evening. Word spread among the cast and crew about the plan to corrupt Eddie's line, and by the time the ballroom scene was in progress, the backstage area was crowded with cast members interested in the proceedings on stage, all looking especially and expectantly at Eddie and Phil. The critical moment arrived, and Eddie succinctly averred, in other words, said, I have made your name famous in all the great capitals of Europe, London, Paris, Pishat. The audience roared. Bert DeRose was in stitches backstage, and Phil Brocky? Well, his eyes widened a bit in surprise. His head went back an almost imperceptible amount, and his mouth twitched ever so slightly. Only those looking for a reaction were able to discern anything unusual in his demeanor as he calmly went on with his lines, as though Pishat was indeed one of the celebrated capitals of Europe. Here indeed was a professional actor at his best. This story from the Mohawk Valley, entitled Amsterdam Memories, was contributed by Jan Swanker Gibson of Johnstown. Our next story from the Mohawk Valley, from Mary Lou Steenberg Baldwin of Amsterdam, is entitled Growing Up in Harrowers in the 1950s and the 1960s.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Could anyone have had a better childhood than those of us who grew up on Pioneer Street and Harrower Lane in the 1950s and 60s? I seriously doubt it. Pioneer Street is the street off Locust Avenue, that leads to Shuttleworth Park. It is the street that one night in the dark, one of my friend's moms yelled, "Oh my God, am I going into hell?" Playing in the road was normal for us. We played street baseball. Winters, we sledded down Harrower Lane and skated at Hassenfuss Field. Behind the skating rink, we went down Suicide Hill on our skates. In the fall, we played Steal the White Flag after dark and swatted at bats and, of course, jumped into piles of leaves. All of my playmates were boys, so it was boys' games that I played. It is a source of amazement for me that we all survived. At the park, we walked on the railing over the rocky creek, climbed onto bridge supports. We caught snakes, frogs, turtles, and crayfish. We used to climb a tree behind the baseball field to gain access to the scoreboard, where we hid and watched the games. There was a mill at the other end of the street, and beyond that, the dam. We skated there as well. Here, the Chuctanunda was significantly wider and deeper. One day, my brother went through the ice. He suffered from frostbite and subsequently cold feet all his life. My mom used to knit wool slippers for him. The older boys made a rope swing and would swing out and drop into the water. I never had the guts, which is unusual, because there wasn't much I wouldn't do. We used to run across an old trestle above treacherous rocks. One day, a friend picked up an injured squirrel and began to pet it. I warned her it would bite. Sure enough, it grabbed onto her hand and refused to let go. The squealing of that squirrel with the screaming of my friend was enough to scare away any and all other critters in the vicinity. She shook her hand, which only made things worse. Finally, the squirrel dropped to the ground and scooted away, obviously experiencing a shot of fear-driven adrenaline. That, of course, resulted in a trip to the emergency room. Yeah, good times. Our writer from the Harrower section of Amsterdam, Mary Lou Steenberg Baldwin, talking about growing up in Harrowers in the 1950s and 1960s, another story from the Mohawk Valley.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by.
Stories from the Mohawk Valley today by Mary Lou Steenberg Baldwin of Amsterdam, and also by Jan Swanker Gibson of Johnstown. On the Stories from the Mohawk Valley segment tomorrow, we'll have our final set of stories. Karen Terhar of New Bern, North Carolina, recounts how the postman brought good news about her uncle, Jim Hogg, during World War II, yelling, "Jimmy's alive." And also one of our top 10 stories, Linda Kulik-Wisneski of Doylestown, Pennsylvania, Amsterdam native, tells about her Amsterdam civics teacher who had planned to take the class to see John F. Kennedy when he campaigned in Amsterdam, but the principal forbid it. Read the book that started it all, my history book, Stories from the Mohawk Valley. It's available everywhere, available online. Signed copies can be found at the Old Peddler's Wagon on Church Street and the Bookhound on East Main Street in Amsterdam. And we're posting our Stories from the Mohawk Valley online as podcast on our website, WVTLFM.com.